After witnessing rapid transformations on the global economic landscape in recent years, particularly in 2025 following Donald Trump's re-election as U.S. president, I find myself rephrasing an old Chinese proverb to better capture today's reality. When America sneezes, the world catches a cold. In 2025, that cold has morphed into a sharp economic flu, and Pakistan, like many other emerging economies, is feeling the full brunt of the shiver. The United States' latest volley of tariffs, launched under the banner of strategic economic resilience and dubbed reciprocal tariffs by Trump on what he calls Liberation Day, may not be directly targeting Pakistan, but the indirect impact is both real and damaging. The Office of the United States Trade Representative's most recent National Trade Estimate report paints an unambiguous picture. Global supply chains are being re-engineered with relentless precision. Compliance costs are rising sharply. Technical barriers are multiplying. Market entry thresholds are being lifted to unprecedented heights. For Pakistan, where textiles alone make up over 60% of total exports and provide livelihoods to nearly 40% of industrial workers, these changes are more than a distant policy concern. They are existential. The world is changing. Will Pakistan keep up, or be left behind with outdated business models? Tariffs by stealth. Unlike the frontal trade assault deployed against China, Pakistan faces what can be called tariffs by stealth. These come disguised as regulatory hurdles, phytosanitary requirements, traceability standards, and new certification mandates. Each one acts as an invisible tariff. The textile sector, the backbone of Pakistan's export economy, has been hit the hardest. Ready-made garments, bed sheets, denim, and towels are now subjected to enhanced origin verification, sustainability audits, and strict labor rights certifications. According to internal assessments, these measures have inflated compliance costs for Pakistani exporters by 12% to 18% in just the first quarter of 2025. Margins are being quietly eroded, container by container. Agriculture fares little better. Pakistani mangoes, quinoas, and seafood must now clear labyrinthine phytosanitary inspections, often languishing at U.S. ports beyond shelf life. With each delayed shipment, Pakistan hemorrhages competitiveness to nimble rivals like Peru and Vietnam. In Sialkot, the sports goods sector is being nudged out by new technical conformity standards that inherently favor high-end branded manufacturers, an area where Pakistani firms have long underinvested. Even Pakistan's growing services sector isn't immune. Freelancers and IT exporters, who collectively send over $2.5 billion in remittances each year, now navigate a thicket of cybersecurity compliance, data localization uncertainties, and banking regulations that undermine trust and predictability.